Ars Electronica 2009 Human Nature Podcast.
Welcome to this Human Nature panel. And I decided, and maybe we should use my first image here, to get the human nature into question marks, because we are, of course, dealing naturally with the artificial here. And we have three panelists today. And the first one is going to be Eduardo Katz, winner of the Golden Leica, professor of the School of the Art Institute of Chicago. And Eduardo Katz's artworks investigate the potential of telepresence, robotics, biotelematics, and progressively transgenics. Then we have as a second panelist Joseph Penninger, who is a senior scientist and scientific director of IMBA, the Institute for Molecular Biotechnology of the Austrian Academy of Science, and who, by the way, also studied art history, which is probably a nice feature to have on this panel today. And third, we have also a third panelist, which is Professor Neil Olszewski. He is from the Department of Plant Biology of the University of Minnesota. And we have added Mr. Olszewski last minute a little bit to the round table discussion, which was the last session, because he was playing a decisive role in Eduardo Katz's project that has been awarded the Golden Leica Prize of the Ars Electronica this year. So, with a little bit of chance and maybe your help, because you are supposed to ask questions during the roundtable discussions, we will have not one of the typical art and science talks where we ask whether we need to continue or to pursue the model of PC Snow, two cultures, one culture, how they do they communicate. But maybe we can go beyond that also to a kind of epistemological level. And of course, art has often been, at least before its specialization into successive isms in the 20th century, also been of holistic nature, science as well. But progress also comes through reductionism. And even if reductionism is today a swear word in intellectual circles in the humanities. So maybe this topic is dealing also with questions that address holism versus reductionism in a certain sense. And of course, this is not newer in art. Art that creates images has also often depicted man, humankind, as a landscape. We also have to figure out in how far the images that artists and scientists are both creating and uses maybe not only illustrate the current state of affairs in what science and artistic practices, how they are developing, but also in how far the actual practices are guiding scientists maybe to develop thought models because the image and the metaphors are there. Therefore, here we have Albert Dürer's Unterweisung der Messung, but instead of looking at the human body, we are looking on a kind of cluster of genetic material, as it's supposed to represent here. Of course, Archimboldo is very prominent when thinking of how humankind and nature, how flowers, how vegetables were used here to represent the human figure. We have this also in the landscape paintings from Merian. We also have then later artists that in the 20th centuries tried to go beyond and to manipulate life itself instead of representing its manipulation. And here is an example from Edward Steich in MoMA show in 1936, where he exhibited probably or supposedly for the first time in art history modified plants as artwork. Also, we have these artists that have been starting to go beyond the dichotomy between what the human and the not human animals are. So we have the quest for a new alterity, since Darwinism has probably brought about the idea that we are human animals but still animals. So we need to look for a new alterity. And maybe this new alterity now, when it comes to molecular manipulation, even in art, becomes the plant. And here we have Stambera, a Czech artist in the 70s, trying to graph rose on his arm. We have here an example of Junta Kita's artwork in which he has used transgenic moss that glows in the dark. So you're looking on your own invention in a certain way. So we have many examples of this kind. And of course, Eduardo Katz's work over the long history of his biotelematic and telepresence works has also in a certain way illustrated this shift, taking himself for the human animal in time capsule, revisiting Locke's essay concerning human understanding by communicating between robotic elements and birds, rara avis, or the eighth day, where there has been a clear shift to transgenic art. So the Golden Leica this year has been awarded to a project that has probably come or brings this development to a kind of new stage. And the title of the work is Natural History of the Enigma. And Eduardo Katz is going to introduce this work. And I want just to address a few reasons why the jury felt that this was worth the Golden Leica this year. So it is a biotechnical art project investigated by Eduardo Katz, which is consisting of the creation of a transgenic petunia flower in which the artist's DNA sequenced from his blood expresses a protein in the red veins of the flower's vascular system. And this seemingly simple metaphoric paralleling of the artist's blood and the gene expression in the plant vein only is obtained through a chimeric gene which is propagated by a promoter virus developed by Katz's scientific partner, in this case, Professor Neil Olszewski. However, beyond the overly efficient symbolic image created here in vivo, red veins dominating the petal background which resembles the pinkish-white skin of the artist, the project demonstrates and deconstructs also itself and prompts visual and philosophical reconsiderations of our cultural constructions of the very notion of nature and fears regarding our control over its laws. So although Natural History of the Enigma is unquestionably extremely challenging in its technical features, the jury specifically acknowledges the highly condensed and uncanny ambiguity contained in this tangible and polysemous fluid spectacle. So the strength, according to the jury, of Natural History of the Enigma lies in its potential to unmask the cultural machinery of metaphors, such as those exemplified by Lily Ikei's prominent book, Who Wrote the Book of Life? In a certain way, Katz reappropriates metaphors which work as motors of genomic scientific activity, unmasking them as an ideologically charged cultural activity equal to art at the same time.